More Idaho Matters right now. Each winter, the sport of ski joring brings lots of money and visitors to small communities in our region, but this all depends on snow, and this year, it's been a bit tricky. Wyoming Public Radio's Caitlin Tan reports for the Mountain West News Bureau.
All right, folks, here we go. Make a little noise.
Hundreds of people came out to watch the ski joring on a recent weekend in Pinedale, a mountain town in western Wyoming.
Looking good, guys. Looking good. Let's go, buddy. Let's go.
A skier whips around a turn, going at least 30 miles an hour, bracing himself for a huge jump. A powerful brown horse and rider with a cowboy hat are barreling down a flat, snowy track, pulling the skier by a thick rope.
Cheer him on, folks, that's a good run!
Ski joring was the main event of Pinedale's annual winter carnival. It takes place at the local rodeo grounds. And this year, the snow was sparse, with dirt and sagebrush lining the ski joring course.
We're starting to sweat it, wondering if we were going to be able to pull it off.
Monty Bolgiano is one of the main organizers of the event. He says it wouldn't have worked without a trusty snowplow.
They scraped every square inch of the rodeo grounds with all 3 inches that were on the ground, and we were able to make enough to have a course built over there.
And making this event happen is huge for the economy. Bolgiano grew up here, watching industries like energy wax and wane. So now the town relies heavily on tourism. But during the winter, it's desolate, and fewer people visit. So an event like Winter Carnival...
Get hotels filled up and restaurants filled up.
But this was a tough year to hold events that require a lot of snow. In Saratoga, Wyoming, they had to bring in 171 dump truck loads of snow to build their ski joring track. And other communities weren't so lucky. A ski joring event in Montana and several in Wyoming were canceled. And major sled dog races in Idaho, Montana, and Oregon also were scrapped due to the lack of snow.
By the time it came to make the call on ski joring and some of our other events, it was pretty simple. There was no snow, and it was 55, 60 degrees a week before the event.
Sean Parker heads up travel and tourism in Sheridan, Wyoming. He says it was pretty hard on local businesses, which depend on the huge turnout. 2019 was the first year they held ski joring, and Parker says the town saw more people in one day than it does all month in February.
It's a big deal. I mean, you go from nothing to something, and any positive economic stimulus helps.
Parker says millions are spent in the community. And this year, they still held concerts and a hockey tournament, but it wasn't the same without ski joring's big economic punch. So if there are more winters like this, Parker says they consider moving the ski joring from town to the mountains where there's more snow. Back at the Pinedale ski joring parking lot, horses are tied at trailers. And local skier Sean Boylan stands at his pickup in snow pants and cowboy boots holding skis.
And a Modelo, yeah, helps with the nerves because you do get nervous.
Boylan won this race last year, but he was worried whether this year's race would even happen.
But at the end of the day, it's kind of just a rowdy time. So if you're skiing through mud, like, oh well, it's all good fun.
So he gets his racing stuff ready.
Rubber gardening gloves to grip 30-foot rope with a carabiner on it. That goes on to the rigging of your saddle. Then it's just a set of GS skis.
Boylan is skiing behind horse rider John Hyde, who sports a handlebar mustache and perfectly circled sunglasses. Hyde lives and breathes ski joring.
You get old, you retire from rodeos, have horses, may as well use them. And this now is our home on the road.
He spends thousands of dollars on gas, food, entry fees, but it's worth it for him because, well, he likes to win, and there's hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars to be won. So Hyde's hot tip for winning?
I guess just go like hell.
Ski joring events are scheduled across the Mountain West through March, but the competitors, visitors, and money that come with the sport, they're all dependent on snow. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Caitlin Tan in Pinedale, Wyoming.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.